souls. This is an open invitation. You can keep the bodies. We're here for the souls. Yeah.
Although I am a huge fan of big romantic pop and rock music when it's done right, I also absolutely love to get down and dirty sometimes, again, with a few caveats. I like noisy stuff sometimes, and I like snotty music sometimes, and in a rare instance, all of those things come together in a blast of sound that simply befuddles me a bit as to why I enjoy it so much. Hell Yeah by the Mei Shi is one such release, and it may be the best album yet from the group, who've been kicking around for over 5 years and 250 shows now. Currently a six-piece, the group certainly makes a racket like one, with live drums bumping up against program beats and keyboard freakouts next to guitar ripping. Multi-part vocals only add to the sheer enthusiasm, and basically the group blasts through 14 tracks in just over 45 minutes and manage to sound like everyone from hiccuping Blood Brothers to a freaked-out polyphonic spree in the process. It's all hyperactive to start with, and the group bursts through more than a handful of spastic songs to open the album, moving from almost bubblegum sing-alongs to noisy blowouts. Pwned combines both, with rustling melodic sections that give way to full-on blasts of power chords, flailing vocals, and pounding drums. The melody bounces 8-bit synths down the stairs as more over-the-top vocals mingle with loud guitars and percussion, melting into a far too long piercing tone before rambling into a frantic closing section. Oh, and it all goes down in barely over 2 minutes. Even though it runs a fairly manageable length, Hell Yeah could also be called out as being a bit indulgent, with a nearly 12-minute remix track that combines elements of just about every single song from the album, landing halfway through the release. Considering the running length of the other songs on the album are about 3 minutes, the sheer length makes it feel a bit out of place, yet the rave-style builds and flow of the long song actually make it work a lot better than it should, with some songs coming out better in the rinse than they did originally. At times, the group even hit on songs that veer away from their blistering attack and seriously latch onto something so pop that you could almost hear them catching on big. Run to Your Grave takes a little bit to get going, but moves with such a simple yet catchy sing-along step-down melody, augmented by hand claps, that you can't help but get wrapped up in it. Likewise is I Get Almost Everything I Want, which takes a choir of vocals, strummed guitar chords, and freestyle drums and melts it all into a delirious anthem-style blowout. I want almost everything. not all smooth sailing, and in places, the group does tend to repeat themselves just a hair in terms of sound. But as a whole, this is a wicked fun shot of snarky rock that may have you wondering why it's stuck in your head.